Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my sexy, curious, and hopefully by the time I'm done talking, horny audience. Okay, so today's topic is all about control freaks, the struggle of control freaks, the legitimate struggle of control freaks in the bedroom. And, you know, if you're like, why does she keep using the word control freak? So before I continue, I'm going to define what a control freak is. And also, I say this with lots of love, as I am a control freak in recovery. All right. So there's nothing but love and empathy and understanding for the plight that we're going to talk about today. Okay, so first off, control freaks. There's different kinds of control freaks. There's the control freak that likes to be super helpful and tell everybody else how they can do things better. There's the control freak that must organize everything. Everything has its spot. Everything has its place. You know, don't fuck with the system. And then there's the control freak that likes to control people and boss everybody around. Okay. You may be one or bits of each. All right. Okay. So why I decided to have this conversation is over the years, especially from a professional standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint, I often have heard people say, I really wish they would take initiative. Like when they're talking about their partner, I really wish they'd take initiative. And then the partner does, but not like that. You did it wrong. And when it comes to the bedroom, so here's the plight of all control freaks everywhere. Underneath the being the control freak, which is a defense mechanism, by the way, because we feel unsafe, you feel unsafe. And this is how you learn to find safety in your life. And it usually stems from childhood of feeling unsafe. So, you know, you come by it honestly, okay? But what happens is that and there's a difference before I go on to our topic. There's a difference between being a control freak and being a leader or being dominant. Being dominant is somebody who people give power to and they guide the experience. They don't control the experience. They are in charge, but it's not from this frenzied and, you know, often, as a control freak whisperer that I am, often we confuse, control freak for leadership and dominance. And in our society, there's rewards for that. But it's not until a control freak finally feels safe enough to let go, to surrender, to not have to be in charge and control every aspect, whatever area that they happen to be that presents for them. It's not until that moment where you're like, oh, yeah, I was being a bossy bitch because I felt out of control. And so I felt overwhelmed and I felt out of control. So I needed to control things around me and the people around me. I, freak out when somebody doesn't put the recycling in the right recycling bin because it doesn't feel safe and I have to control that. And once I have that order, then I can feel like I can breathe inside me. And it's not until Often, it's not until there's that moment of in their lives where they've been able to heal and surrender and let go of control and feel safe, and which is what we deeply crave, is to feel safe, to let go. So it's a conundrum because you never feel safe enough to let go, and if you don't let go, you're a control freak, and it's not making you feel safe. So there's a loop, which is often why a lot of people come see me. So we can break that loop, and you can move out of control freak into leadership and or dominance. And leadership is the same thing. Leadership is where people, you take lead and you guide people through a process or an experience or job or whatever. It's like there's a difference between being in that place of dominance and leadership versus control out of feeling panicky internally and overwhelmed. Okay, so back to our control freaks. Now, so what often happens is the control freak deeply craves, like I said, surrender and letting go, because then that means they're safe. And so we all seek safety. That's the fundamental universal truth, is that each individual human being is seeking to feel safe in the world. And how that plays out for each individual is different, but fundamentally, there's like one of those fundamental truths. So, because there's this deep desire to let go, because we know, like deep down inside, that being a control freak isn't making things better across the board in our lives, our relationships, all sorts of things. So we then say things like, "I really wish you'd take charge." Or, "I wish you would take initiative." This is when we're talking to our partners, or we're talking to our friends, and this is where I hear all the things, friends, my clients, where I hear, "I really wish they would take lead, wish they would take initiative, I wish that they would take charge." And the problem is that as a control freak, first of all, you did not fall in love or choose a partner that was going to push your buttons. You chose a partner that's pretty docile and submissive by nature. That's why you chose them, because they were okay with you bossing them around and being in control and you taking charge and all those kind of things. So the first problem that I often see is that you now are like, okay, maybe I'm ready to let go. And you're like, okay, now I go talk to my partner who really has been, chose you because you're in charge and they don't have to be in charge. And so now you want this person who doesn't have that life skill to all of a sudden take initiative. So there's problem number one. Problem number two is that because unless you've healed, you most likely have picked somebody that won't do it the way you need it to be done. Which is, you need to pick somebody who understands control freaks, holds space for control freaks, and lovingly puts you in your place. So, the second thing that I often see is that control freaks, while they're desperately trying to learn to surrender and let go of control, is that they then pick people who will not, that are douches. So, for example, in the sex realm, right? Lots and lots of people I know who are like, okay, I need a spanking. I think Especially ever since 50 Shades came out, a lot of people were like, oh, I didn't know this was an option. So then all of a sudden everybody's like, ooh, all the control freaks like, oh, maybe that's what I need. That's what I want. That's what I fantasize about. You'd be amazed at how many sexual fantasies that when you dive into the psyche of the sexual desires and fantasies of control freaks, that it's usually they're in a submissive role in their fantasies. So they're like, okay, I need to do this. So one, if you're currently in a partnership, your partner is pretty submissive. And so, how are you supposed to feel safe enough to let go? There's no way you're going to say, okay, I want you to take charge. And they're going to be like, okay. And then you're going to be like, oh, not like that. And they're going to be like, okay, which is defeats the purpose of you letting go of ch control. Everybody who's listening is like, oh my God, I totally understand what you're talking about. So that's, I don't even know what number problem is. I don't even know what number I'm on in the problem department, but it's a problem. Then you can't say if you're not partnered or you're in an ethical non-monogamous relationship, then you want to go outside your relationship and you want to seek somebody that can dominate you sexually. And because you don't feel safe and you haven't healed and you haven't, there's a whole process that goes along with feeling safe enough to surrender and to let go of control. You go out and you go find the douchiest douche of douchebags of all time. People who are not dominant, but are abusive and are douchey and disrespectful. And so you pick these people because there's no way that your subconscious and your being is going to feel safe enough to actually surrender and let go of control. But you can be saying to yourself, this is the beautiful thing about our wonderful brains, that you can say, but I've been trying. I've been trying to let go. I've been trying to, to surrender. I've been trying to be not so dominant. I've been trying, like, bossy. I've been trying, but you haven't because you picked the wrong people so that you don't have to. I'm just gonna say that again. You pick the wrong people because they won't be safe enough. So you therefore don't have to surrender because surrendering is attached to feeling safe. And unless you've healed the wounds of why you don't feel safe in the world, it's not going to work. Now, the other problem is that often, not always, but often, early on in your relationship with people as a control freak, and again, remember, I'm saying this from love as I am a recovering control freak, and sometimes those control freak tendencies tend to come out every once in a while when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel unsafe. Now, luckily, I have people around me that can be like, hey, bossy bitch, take it down a notch. Breathe. Stay in your lane. I have people in my life who I've given permission to call me out when I'm not in consensual domination, but in control freak mode. Okay. But that took lots of practice and lots of time. And, I want you to listen to some of the episodes where I talk about my journey of surrender and my journey of, having a, an overlord and a master and, how, what the struggles have been and all of those beautiful things. Okay. So this didn't happen overnight. This was like a long process and it was a lot of healing. And so that's why I spend a lot of time in the world helping others find this beautiful piece of safety, which means that we can surrender and let go of control. And then the people around us like us more. We're more enjoyable to be around. There's just so many beautiful, beautiful outcomes of surrendering and letting go of control. And again, that doesn't make me I'm still very dominant, as most of you know. I am a pro dominatrix. When I walk into a room, I'm typically the alpha in any room. Everybody typically defers to me, even when I don't want them to. So me feeling, learning to feel safe and let go of control has actually made me a better dominant, has made me a better leader, and people feel more safe with me than they did before because I'm coming from this place of like, let me take your hand, let me guide you, let me support you. I got you. All right. You don't have to figure out, you don't have to sort it out. I got you. I'll be your brains and your thought process, and I will tell you what needs to be happen and where and all the things. And so because I know how important it is to be in that space, I know how important it is to create that space. Okay. So this is why I'm like I said, the control freak whisperer. And a majority of my clientele are pretty control freak and alpha dominant personalities and, leaders typically in the world because they're like, oh my God, you get me. I'm gonna resist, but you're gonna put me in my place and I'm gonna love you for it. All right, so back to what I was saying. So early on in your relationships, when you were at the probably the height of, and maybe the height of your not necessarily being aware that you were controlling or you were a control freak or this was maybe not serving you, and that secretly you really wanted somebody to spank you, was you asked people to do things and take initiative, and then you said, not like that. That's not how you do it. And so you taught the people probably in your life early on that there's consequences, that when you say, I really want you to take initiative, it's not that I want you to take initiative. You're saying, I would like you to take initiative the way that I want you to take initiative, and here's the approved way in which you can do it. And so then you run into this problem because like now you're in charge of everything all the time. And it's tiring. It's tiring in your relationships. It's tiring in your life. It's tiring to be the one that makes all the choices, makes all the decisions, takes all the action, does everything. So even just letting go of that, so that never mind on a sexual level, just that in itself, allowing the people in your life to, help in their way, not help the way that you need, that you want to control them to help. So recently, I've had this conversation with a girlfriend of mine who is, who's been struggling, like, I really want my partner to like spank me and take me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and you tell me he's doing it wrong? She starts laughing. And she's like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, then you're not letting go of control. I said, you're going to need to, probably need some support and some teaching, and you may need to have him come, to the dungeon, and we can, I can teach him how to tie you up and put a gag in your mouth. She's like, oh my God, that'd be so hot. But she is hot. It would be really hot for her. However, her partner really needs to have my support to teach him that she says she really wants it this way, and then you're not doing it right. Really, she just needs to be lovingly put in her spot. But when you've been There's been consequences, which there have always been up to this point. People have already figured out that there's consequences to push back for the control to the control freak. It's not usually pleasant. So therefore, they can't. So you're asking something from someone that A, probably is submissive by nature, which is why you chose to be in partnership with them in the first place. B, they've tried to take initiative in some way, and you've told them that they've done it wrong, probably on numerous occasions in different, they've tested it out in different ways. So they're like, ah, you don't really mean that. And so then they're like, what's the point? Why bother? Right? their nature is they there's not a craving within them to dominate you. If they're naturally submissive, then they have to go outside their comfort zone, outside of their norm, to learn a new skill with somebody who needs to basically be, and again, consensually pre-negotiated. Don't just do this. This needs to be talked about and approved, and everybody agrees and blah blah blah. It's just to be like, I love you, shut your pie hole. I'm going to tie you up the way I want to tie you up. And we can talk about it afterwards when you get to give me feedback. But right now, you don't get to give me feedback because you're topping from the bottom. So stop it. And, and there's a skill in learning how to, lovingly, very lovingly, very consensually, putting a control freak in their place is a skill, which, again, your current circumstances have prevented you from doing that. Otherwise, it would have already happened. Which is when I lovingly invite you to call me, hire me, reach out to me, and I can give you some resources on where, depending on where you are on your evolution, whether you need to, we need to start with your healing process, or we need to start in the bedroom, or you need to come in the dungeon, or I need to support you that way, or I can have other resources. I have lots of other resources available that may be a better fit for you than me. But if you are thinking like, I really wish they would take initiative and then they never do it right, not like that. I want you to do this. Not like that. If you hear yourself saying that, then that means that there's some stuff you need some support so that you can get the what you really want, which is to feel safe enough to let go. Is to have your partner feel safe, partner or partners or family members or kids or whoever, bosses, coworkers, whoever it is in your life that, you can like stay out of their lane. To be like, hey, I want you to plan a trip and just tell me when I need to show up, which really means you just show up. And then you don't criticize all the things that they did wrong and how you would do it differently. Right? If you really want to be like taken and, have somebody, just, use you as a dirty little fuck toy, again, consensually and negotiated, pre-negotiated, then you need to allow them to do it the way that they want to use you as a fuck toy, not how you want to be used as a fuck toy. Again, can't the minute you say, I want you to do this, but not like that, means you have not surrendered, you've not let go of control, and you've set yourself and the other person up. Or people up for failure. And then you're not going to get your needs met. And then you're going to be angry that you don't get your needs met because, why do you have to always be, why is the one you have to be the one that has to make all the decisions and do all the things? Well, probably because you set it up that way. And I say that with love because, again, I'm just going to remind you, I am a control freak in recovery. And I very much have done all of those same things. I just happened to luck out early on in my sexual evolution that sex is a primary desire, a motivator for me, if you haven't figured that out. So, I happened to fall in love with a man who, wanted to devour me. And I felt safe enough to let him. And because he wasn't super alpha, he didn't try to control me, he wasn't douchey. He just, when we were, when we would be in, he was very, he's a very, very smart man. He'd let it be my idea. Then I asked for it, and then he gets to do it. And then it was my idea, so it was okay for me to let go of control. Like, it's been a long journey, and it's still, there's still things where, even though we have an agreement and our relationship dynamic is like 24/7, when I'm not working, and dominating the rest of the world, I'm always submissive to him. And there's plenty of things that, he has to, gently, sometimes not so gently, remind me that this is the agreement we made, and to put me in my place. And he does, and he knows often when I'm like uber, running around like a control freak, he's really sweet and loving and says to me, "Why are you not feeling safe? What's going on? You're not dropping in. Why? Why are you not dropping in?" And then that usually leads to a lot of crying. And then I figure out what it is, and then I go about fixing it, and then I can drop in. But again, I said, like I said, I say this with so much love, that place, a beautiful place of not needing to be a control freak. Being a control freak is like, when you've learned the difference, it's like when I go into like, get the fuck out of my way, I got shit to do. And that's very much the energy of my whole being, is like, I got fucking shit to do, get out of the way. Right. It's I'm coming from this like frenzied space. Like I'm like, and there's usually irritation and agitation and anger, and like, I'm grumpy and I'm miserable and I'm typically not horny. I'm not having any good orgasms, and my orgasms are like, even if I am having orgasms, I'm like trying to force them because I'm in control freak mode, remember? So I'm like making them happen, which is the opposite of orgasmic bliss, is the allowing and allowing to build, and then it happens. So, my orgasm's like, meh. Meh. Like all of that is what life feels like when I'm back in control freak mode. And I remember that that was what every day looked like all the time, 24/7, for most of my life, until I would say maybe 35. Yeah, until I was about 35. So it's been like the last 15 years or so where I've been like, oh, hey, maybe I shouldn't be a control freak. And hey, let's let go of that. And hey, let's work that. Work towards feeling safe all the time so we can be zen. Because being zen is a much better way of moving in the world. And I can be, when I'm not in control freak mode, I love it. I can be zen and content, and both, and also a brilliant leader and a brilliant dominatrix. And I'm moving from this place of like, holding power and space, and surrendering when it's my turn that I get to surrender and, not be the one that makes all the decisions, but it feels so beautiful and so loving and so quiet. And for everybody, like, I think that word is very valid. It's being a control freak, everything is loud and noisy all the time. Your brain never stops. And being in that state of surrender and let go, whether that I'm in the surrender of leadership and dominance, whether I'm the surrender of being submissive to my partner, being the universe's bitch, surrendering, whatever it is that I'm doing from a place of letting go of control and just being where, in, the power of my life, isn't noisy. It's quiet and it's still and it's productive, and it's productive in a different way. Like when I'm in control freak mode, I get a lot of shit done, but I'm angry the whole time. And everything takes longer. When I'm in that place of zen and contentment, and I'm in my like power, and I'm in the zen, I'm in my empowerment, I get a lot of stuff done. But I've had probably orgasms while I've done it. I've been laughing, I've been smiling. I'm, just as productive, but it was like a lovely day. And I got to have a lovely day with the people around me, and it was beautiful. And so that's why I lovingly invite you to that it's worth it. I know it may not seem like it, and every part of you is like, no, don't take my control. Every time you say surrender, I want to puke and let it go. Oh my God, I hate you. And you may feel that way. That's okay. One day you might be like, hey, maybe I don't want to feel like this all the time anymore. And when that day comes, come find me. And I gotcha. In the meantime, for the love of God or goddess or whatever you believe in, stop setting the people up in your life for failure. So if you're like, I want you to take initiative, that's not what you're trying to say. You're not ready for that. You can say, I wish I could let you have take total charge of this scenario, but I'm not there yet. Instead, say, hey, can you take charge of this aspect? And here's the approved list of the ways that we can do it. At least then your partner or people in your life can be successful. It can be a successful experience, and you can then start to see, oh, when I ask for what I need exactly the way that I need it, the people around me rally up, gives them an opportunity to rally up to see, can they show up for you? And the more you can see that the people around you will show up for you, the more you can feel safe. And the more safe you feel, the more you can let people in. So it's a beautiful cycle. All right. So, and if you want your partner to spank you and you really want a spanking, call me. Bring your partner. I'll teach your partner how to spank you properly. You don't have to worry about it. I got it. I'm not worried about you trying to top from the bottom. I can handle you no matter how controlling you are. I gotcha. All right. And then you can have this beautiful exchange where, finally you surrender and you let go, and at least you maybe just get a spanking while you have sex. And that's also in itself just beautiful. And that can be like a baby step, first step. All right. Till next time, I wish you all the best. Remember, the words come out of your mouth. I wish you would take more initiative. And then the second thought is not like that. You are a control freak. And it's okay. We can help you, we can support you letting go. Or at least navigating within your relationship so that your relationship, you're getting your needs met and your partner's getting their needs met a little bit better. Okay? All right. You can find me at allthingsgaiamorissette.com. Is the gateway to all of my worlds. If you want to see more adult content of mine, what happens actually in the dungeon, please go visit my loyal fans page. It's Empress Gaia One on Loyal Fans. And if you want to see how gorgeous I look today, if you're just listening to me, and then you want to visit my FetLife profile, which is Empress Dash Gaia. I've taken all of my video content off of YouTube. Well, I've stopped putting my episodes on YouTube and everywhere else because of censorship. So if you want to see me, those are the two places, my FetLife and my Loyal Fans. All the video podcasts are also on my Loyal Fans as well. And then there's a lot of other things that are on my Loyal Fans. Definitely. You're like, ooh, what does it look like when Gaia is Empress Gaia? And what does it look like when Gaia is Slutty Gaia? And what does it look like when Gaia is Submissive Gaia? You want to see what all that actually looks like? Go visit me there. All right, till next time. Bye-bye. And for all, oh, wait, for all things kink related, visit EmpressGaia.com. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.